Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our congratulations on this most auspicious day, which is the day of the birthday of the daughter of the Holy Prophet and the mother of the Imams, alayhimu salam, the Lady Fatima. May God's peace and blessings be upon her. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition regarding the Lady Fatima. We're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam regarding the Lady Fatima. In this beautiful tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Fatima, salutations of Allah be upon her, has 9 names before Allah. Fatima, As-Siddiqa, Al-Mubaraka, At-Tahira, Az-Zakiyya, Ar-Radiyya, Al-Mardiyya, Al-Muhaddisa, Az-Zahra. Let's look at these 9 names and kind of look at why the Lady Fatima has been called by each of these names. The first name, which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam mentions, is Fatima. Regarding the designation of the Lady Fatima by this name, it's been narrated that the Holy Prophet said, My daughter was named Fatima because Allah, mighty and exalted, has weaned her and weaned those who love her from the fire of hell. Second name which the Imam mentions is As-Siddiqa. This means the truthful one, the veracious one. The word in Arabic, the word Siddiq is it's meant to emphasize the truthfulness of the person, meaning it's something. It indicates and alludes to the fact that the person is very veracious and very truthful, in contrast to the word sadiq, which simply means that the person is truthful. This is the third name that the Imam mentions is Mubaraka, the blessed. In Arabic, the word barakat means is used to refer to something which seems insignificant but has a lot of good results to it. The next name is At-Tahira, which refers to the purity and cleanliness, spiritual and bodily, of the person. Then there is Az-Zakiyya, the pure. Then Ar-Radiyya, which is the content, which is could be a reference to one of the verses of the Holy Quran, where Allah Ta'ala says, O soul who is content with God and with whom God is content. Then we have Al-Marziyya, the one who pleases Allah. Al-Muhaddisa, the one who speaks to angels. This could be a reference to the fact that after the demise of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angel Gabriel came and would speak to the Lady Fatima and console her. And finally, Az-Zahra, the radiant one, the spiritually radiant one. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the names of the Lady Fatima, alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.